Hi, welcome to Veerdas's podcast, episode 7. Now I know what you're thinking.
Really? Another one?
1982 called. They want their creepy hairstyle back. Is there an Oscar underneath the lully lamp now? Yes, there is an Oscar. His name's Srivastav. And now it's time for our big story of the week segment we like to call Big Shit. Intolerance is the word of the week, ladies and gentlemen. The dictionary defines intolerance as an inability to accept other people's views. The Bhakts of India defined intolerance as go to Pakistan. But for the first time in a long time, the nation seems to be conscious of intolerance in a very few select ways. For instance, writers, filmmakers, and artists are now returning awards, which is hugely symbolic. But it has a few logistical loopholes. Hey, remember this award you gave me? Oh yeah, I remember that. Take it back!
What? Why?
Take it back now! Dude, I'm the national awards. I'm not Pepper Fry. You can't just give shit back. No, it is symbolic. Well, can it be symbolic in your own apartment? Why? Storage, dude. I live in Dadar, alright? But the atmosphere of intolerance has gotten so bad, even Sonia Gandhi met the President Pranab Mukherjee to talk about intolerance.
God, give me tolerance!
But the one thing we seem to do is compare intolerance to other intolerance. Previous intolerance. So when you criticize the intolerance of today, people say things like,
hey, where were you when 1984 happened, huh?
Well, personally, I was 4. So I was in the jungle gym with my best friend Puneet. Does that answer your question?
Oh yeah, where were you when the Indo-Pak war happened, huh?
I don't know, I was in my dad's balls. But if you're going to backtrack this much intolerance, you better be willing to go all the way.
There is intolerance in Dadri. Where were you during Gujarat, huh?
There is intolerance in Gujarat.
Where were you during 1984,
eh? There is intolerance in Punjab.
Where were you during partition, eh?
There is intolerance in the partition.
Where were you during mythological times, eh?
Twam mythological times intolerance asti.
Twam kidharani dinosaurs asti. Falave.
Big Bang! But the best defense of intolerance came this week from Arun Jaitley, who said that because he's being criticized for intolerance, the Prime Minister is a victim of intolerance. I just have to say this. Arun Jaitley is a genius. That is the best defense against intolerance I have ever heard.
We protest this intolerance.
Well, you're intolerant.
What?
Yeah. We are accusing you of intolerance.
Well, you're accusing us of intolerance is you being intolerant.
How the hell is that us being intolerant?
Because if you were tolerant, you would have then tolerated our intolerance.
What the f*** are you talking about?
Oh, you don't understand?
No.
Because you're intolerant.
You're intolerant.
But you're more intolerant.
You're the most intolerant.
You're the most intolerant into infinity, no returns.
Chopoge. Let's go through everything else that happened in the week segment we like to call Quick Shit. Amit Shah gets our quote of the week when he came out and said that if the BJP lost the Bihar election, they would celebrate Diwali in Pakistan, making the nation very confused as to whether he was being sarcastic or if the BJP was planning to invade Pakistan. Or Amit Shah genuinely believes that the loss in a state that Pakistanis haven't even heard about would create an emotional turmoil within them strong enough to make them renounce Islam and convert to Hinduism, thereby immersing themselves in all of Hindutva festivities. And if that happens, sir, that's not Diwali in Pakistan. That's Manali in Pakistan. Chetan Bhagat, ladies and gentlemen, ruled Twitter this week when he tweeted the following. What do historians do? They say this happened and then that happened and some stuff happened. Okay, work done for the day. Now, when someone says something like that, there's a couple of different reactions you can have. One idiot. And I bet this guy reads Chetan Bhagat books. But I understand why Chetan Bhagat would feel this way. Because basically, this happened, that happened, okay, bye. Sounds like the plot of one of his books. Girl came. He was like, be girlfriend. She was like, no. Half. Okay, bye. Three idiots. One guy left. They found him. good night. Call center, God called, they were like, hello. Okay, done for work. One Punjabi, one Gujarati, they got married. I tweeted, people trolled. I was unable to formulate an understanding of where my error lied and what I can learn from it so that I can avoid such stupidity in the future. Mainly because to do that, I would have to be a historian. President Assad and Russia. International news this week, ladies and gentlemen. President Assad of Syria is quickly losing support. Russia, his last ally, has now backed out on him. Russians made a statement this week saying, it may not be that bad for Syria if Assad was removed. Proving what I always thought to be true, that Russians, even during diplomacy, can sound like mafia dons.
It may or may not be such a bad thing if the President Assad was removed.
What?
I'm just saying. One day you could be president. One day you are no longer president.
Are you threatening me?
No, but I'm just saying anything could happen.
Like what?
You could be eating breakfast, you have sausage, fall downstairs, you die.
That's totally unrealistic.
You could be doing Pilates, bullet comes through window, shatters cranium, you die.
I don't do Pilates.
You could be watching SpongeBob, you get attacked by hamster, hamster knows kung fu, you die.
I'm sorry, did you do this joke just so you could do a Russian accent on the podcast?
Maybe. Or maybe accent is not Russian, it is Arabic. And then you die.
I feel sorry for you.
Look, are we done? Because I have to go to Kalangut for night market.
And now it's time for a segment we like to call Crappy Ads. So we did a Twitter survey, ladies and gentlemen, about the most annoying ad out there again. Surprisingly, the winner was the Diwali ads from Pepperfry.
Uncle?
Happy Diwali.
I guess I can see how those ads could go horribly wrong. Uncle, desk?
Happy Diwali, beta.
You changed my desk.
Yeah, beta. Happy Diwali.
As per our rental agreement, you have to give me 24 hours notice before you enter the premises. You have violated our rental agreement.
Happy Diwali, beta.
I'm going to be deducting 1 month rent pro rata.
I saw what was in your desk.
You found the animal porn. Let's never speak again.
Happy Diwali, beta.
We ask people on Twitter and Facebook to send us questions that they have about India or just anything in general. Segment we like to call Ask Shit. So our first question came in from Ravindran, who wants to know, is Jon Snow coming back?
I don't know. 4 saal se bol rahe winter aa raha hai, wo bhi nahi aaya. Chup bait.
Our next question came in from Akash, who wants to know, Melody itni chocolatey kyun hai?
Oh, that's funny. You're a funny guy, huh, Akash?
Now I'm going to answer your question. You see, Melody is made up of milk chocolate 40%, nougat 33%, milk solids, vegetable fat, barley and malt extracts, egg white, salt, and other natural and artificial flavors. So that's why Melody is chocolatey. Suck on that. Our final question came in from Pooja, who wants to know, when will women be safe in India? And that brings us to a segment we like to call Serious Shit. So the truth is, Pooja, I don't know. I think women will finally be safe when Indian men learn to just be with women. Now, I put emphasis on the word be, because we don't have a moderate approach to women in India. We either worship them or enslave them. We either put them up on a pedestal or we lock them in the basement and we forget to just be with them. So if a woman is very smart,
oh, she's too smart, leave her alone.
She's smart, no? Teach her a lesson. If a woman is eloquent,
अच्छा बोलती है, leader बनाओ.
अच्छा बोलती है, इसको चुप कराओ.
If a woman's eating,
नहीं नहीं खाना मत खाओ, you'll get fat.
Hey, जाके खाना पका.
I'll get fat. If a woman has a beautiful body,
अरे अरे, your body is very beautiful. Cover it up, cover it up.
Hey, your body is beautiful, हैं? दिखा, दिखा.
Hey, breasts, breasts.
Hey, breasts, breasts.
अरे अरे बटक्स बटक्स
ए बटक्स.
इफ अ वुमन वर्क्स, नो 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 नो, यू प्लीज डोंट वर्क, डोंट हैव टू.
आर यू वांट टू वर्क, हां येल दे, वर्क हार्डर देन एवरीबॉडी एल्स, कम ऑन.
ओ व्हेन इट कम्स टू सेक्स,
ओ शी डजंट वांट टू हैव सेक्स, ओ शी वांट्स टू हैव सेक्स, हां.
इफ अ वुमन इज अ फेमिनिस्ट, शी इज अ फेमिनिस्ट,
रन. हां शी इज फेमिनिस्ट, हैं मतलब लेस्बियन.
एज अपोज्ड टू जस्ट बीइंग विद वुमेन, व्हिच काइंड ऑफ वर्क्स लाइक दिस, यू आर सो स्मार्ट, गिव मी एडवाइस, यू आर रियली एलोक्वेंट. Tell me more.
You've got a beautiful body. I don't need to tell you that, but I am thinking it.
You don't want to have sex? Okay. Tomorrow? Oh, you want to have sex? Okay. Tomorrow? Acha, what kind of food do you want to eat?
Oh, you're a feminist.
Cool.
Oh, you're working? On what?
Just be. Maybe we should just leave them alone, because that is the closest thing to respecting them.
And now it's time for a very quick segment we like to call Plug Shit. So very, very quickly, I'm going to plug this. I'm going to be coming to America and doing a couple of clubs in November. So on the 14th, I'm going to be in Los Angeles at the Hollywood Improv. On the 15th, I'm going to be at Cobb's Comedy in San Francisco. And 19th through 22nd, I'm going to be at Caroline's on Broadway in New York City. So come see me. What? What? Who's a I'm not a I didn't... You're intolerant.